Co-sleeping is when a parent and infant share a bed or couch. It's often done for convenient breastfeeding, to help an infant sleep, or because no crib is available. Kenosha Republican Samantha Kirkman is not against co-sleeping, but she wants to make it a felony if an infant is injured or dies as a result of sleeping with a parent who's legally intoxicated or substantially impaired from drugs or alcohol.
A lot of times these cases are tragic accidents, but there are some cases in which I believe the facts of the case show that there was an attempt to harm a child.
Co-sleeping has resulted in deaths statewide. Most have occurred in Milwaukee County, 15 so far this year. It's estimated 20% of those involve alcohol or drugs. But there are other risk factors that can cause an infant's death during sleep, like smoke, soft sleep surfaces, or loose bedding. Dr. Jason Jarzembowski of the Medical College of Wisconsin says the bill sends a mixed message.
Criminalizing co-sleeping under certain conditions, such as when drinking or using drugs, sends a loud message that co-sleeping is safe when you're sober. It is not.
Jarzembowski says they don't know how many parents sleep with their infants. He estimates it could be anywhere from 20% to 80%. A Janesville detective says criminalizing intoxicated co-sleeping might help provide that number. Eric Goth supports the bill.
It's not against the law currently, and we don't have good statistics on how many co-sleeping deaths are drug or alcohol related. But I've seen it enough to know that it's a hazard.
The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend co-sleeping. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.